Irony, but yesterday Berman asked me if I could speak for him this morning. I wasn't able to hear this morning, and I said, of course, you know, no problem. And in my back of my head, I was thinking of something that I literally said earlier that day to somebody. I said, you know, when you get to, because somebody I think had like a last minute retort or whatever it was, I was like, Bereshit, like it's like packed with the retort, like every parsha, every aliyah has a ton of things to say. You can't go wrong if you have a retort to say in Sefer Bereshit. Unless you then open up Chamishi and see what it says, which is Ve'eleh Shmoth B'nei Yisrael B'im Mitzrayim Yaakov Anav B'chor Yaakov Revein, and the rest of the Aliyah basically lists all the names of B'nei Yaakov. So when I saw that, I was like, you know, Berman, I'll get you. You know, I don't know if he did that on purpose, but so then I was like, oh, what am I going to say? So I started looking around, right? I'm looking at different refreshing, and I got lucky because the Chumash that I have, which starts Chamishi with Ve'eleh Shmoth B'nei Yisrael, is not the only way to start Chamishi. So there's actually different ways to break it up. And then a couple of the other Chumashim that I had opened actually started Chamishi like 10 Pesukim earlier. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. So now I have something to say about earlier. And then while I was looking, I found something on the parts which starts with Ve'eleh Shmoth. So I think either way, I would have had something to say. And it goes back to what I said. When it comes to Sefer Bereishit, you always have something to say. So I'll actually say the thing that I saw on the actual Chamishi in the Chumash that I use, starting Ve'eleh Shmoth B'nei Yisrael. So in the Chumash, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this Chumash, but one of the things that it says here, Ve'eleh Shmoth B'nei Yisrael, says the following thing. It says, when it talks about the names of B'nei Yisrael, V'aktuvim olchim monim et shmot b'nei Yaakov, shmot b'nei banav, ba'im yito Mitzrayim. It's about to list all the names of the people who came down to Mitzrayim. Why? To teach you that they didn't change their names in Mitzrayim. I don't know if those of you are familiar. My father every year on Pesach recalls this. He says, you know, why are people so makpid on minhagim when it comes to Pesach? Like, you know, everyone has their minhag and they're like, this little minhag, that minhag, and they're like super careful about minhagim when it comes to Pesach. So he always says, that what is the reason that the Jews got out of Mitzrayim, according to some? What was the schut? What was the schut that they had to get out of Mitzrayim? Three things.
Names, clothes, and language.
Excellent. So names, clothes, and language was the reason why, or that was at least the schut that they had to get out of Mitzrayim. Names, clothes, and their language, those aren't mitzvot. Those are minagim. Those are, you know, what's they kept their name, that's a mitzvah. So that was the schut that they got out, so we're also careful about minhagim. Okay, that's what my father always says. But what's this idea of the fact that they didn't change their name? So when I was in Israel my first year, I was at my great aunt's. And somehow I was there with my brother and we were talking about names and whatever it was. And I was like, whatever. So like, it doesn't really matter. Like, a name is just a way to identify you, just the way you get called. So like, what does it matter? My name is Yitz, my name is Yitzchak. Like, it doesn't make a difference. I probably should have checked why I was named Yitzchak before saying that, because I was named after my great aunt's, I don't even remember, brother or something like that. And she gave me a 20-minute lesson about the name and why it's important and yelled at me, and that was not very comfortable. So the names do make a difference. But what's the idea of these names and why is names so important? So a lot of times people, I don't know if any of you and your family, a lot of times people came, you know, from Europe and they came to America, and they came to other places, right? They changed their last names to, you know, make it more a secular last name instead of, you know, some Goldenberger, you know, Schwartz. So they changed it into like Smith or something like that. So in order to fit in. And I mentioned this the other day. A lot of times when you're I was telling the story yesterday about this girl who became from while she was in public school, and she became Shomer Negiah, and the football guy who said that anyone who touches her that he'll kill them, but whatever. Anyhow. But one of the things that she always said was that the people who were most respectful of her choices that she made were the non-Jews, right? And it was the other Jews who felt threatened by the fact that she became religious, because now they had to answer, like, hey, why are you doing this? Why are you, you know, why aren't you doing what you, aren't you Jewish? Why are you not keeping kosher? Why are you doing whatever it is? And a lot of times, I remember when I was going through Last year especially, I don't know why, I went through a lot of airports, and a number of times, like the security guard, like the TSA guy, I would walk through and he'd be like, go IDF, like go Israel. It happened to me a number of times when I was there, and I think one of the things that that is true, and I think I've seen this many times, is this idea that if you're proud of who you are, if you respect who you are, then other people respect you also. A lot of times we try so hard to like fit in. We try to, you know, smooth the edges. You know, oh, you know, I won't remember to keep at work because, you know, it's going to stand out. It's going to be this. I'm going to change my last name. I'm going to do all kinds of things to like fit in, right? Maybe we're not supposed to fit in, right? We kept our names because we're Jews. We should have pride in the fact that we're the Jews. There's a whole discussion here about the difference in when it writes B'nai Israel, when it uses Yaakov's name. And one of the ideas is that there were times when he was being looked at as Yaakov, as the head of Am Yisrael. This is Am Yisrael, right? We're sitting here now in Eretz Yisrael, right? Go IDF, yeah. Because they see a person who's dressed like a Jew, who's proud to be a Jew, wears his kippah and his tzitzit out no matter what the situation is, right? We had this discussion the other day. I was talking to Ali Prop about tzitzit, in, out, and security, if you're in certain countries, okay, right? But other than that, right, be proud of who you are. Yeah, wear your tzitzit out. Certainly, and I mentioned this earlier in the year when we were talking about tzitzit, and I said, if like at least here in Israel, right, you don't have to be embarrassed when you're in America or in Chutzlar. It's, I don't know if nowadays they don't do this. In the old days, what were payphones used for? For Jews to have a mincha. Like, that's what you did. You went to the payphone because you didn't look weird standing there talking. You pretended that you were talking on the phone, but you were down a mincha. Here in Israel, not that this is safe, but you go down, if you drive on the highway, around Shkia time, you will see people pulled off on the side of the road to daven mincha. And sometimes I've even literally seen like a minion on the side of the road of people who pulled off. Hey, let's daven mincha. Now you don't have to hide who you are. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of the fact that you have a Jewish last name that's hard to pronounce and spell. Right? Be proud of the fact that we are, as it says here, this is what they kept. We are Am Yisrael, and we should be proud of that fact. We should wear that fact proudly, both inside, but also even outside in an external way, because that is Mikamcha Yisrael. Bokeh Tov.